So now we are going to, for the next 15 minutes, I'm going to guide you in meditating with some metaphrases. And right now, you've been sitting for a while, so if you'd like to take a moment to stretch, go ahead and do that. Okay. So remember that the intention of repeating metaphrases is to help the mind incline toward friendliness, warmth, and goodwill. So we want to relax and be comfortable. And not judge ourselves if we're doing it right or wrong. We're going to try to cultivate a field of metta today and watch it grow. Begin by closing your eyes, or if you don't like to close your eyes, you can just look down softly. Relax. Make sure your body is in a comfortable position. You don't have to be quite as upright as you do in normal meditation. You can adjust pillows and just make sure you're comfortable. And release any tightness. Breathing in and breathing out, feeling the release of the exhale. Breathing in and breathing out. Feeling a wider release, a deeper release. Moving down through your body, releasing any tightness in the head area. Sometimes there's tightness that gathers around the forehead or around the eyes. Taking time to soften in that area and down to the jaw, another area where we can hold tightly. Feeling a sense and a sensitivity to the body sensations in the head, allowing a peacefulness and calmness and relaxation in the head. Moving down to the neck and throat, feeling a gentle contact, kindness toward the body, reaching the shoulders, breathing through the shoulders to create space in any areas that are tight. Breathing through the shoulders, down through the chest, softening, softening the belly. Moving down the arms through the joints of the elbows and the wrist to the tips of the fingers. Feeling a caring towards the body, kindness towards the body. feeling a friendliness towards the pull of gravity and the earth, which is holding us, moving down the legs, through the joints of the knees, relaxing and relaxing down the legs to the feet. So that we feel a kind attention to our whole body, welcoming it. And checking in with our heart. Can we feel the metta in our heart? And its connection to all of us here today, whether we're in the space at University Friends or whether we're in our home space, we're all here together. Getting in touch with the abode of the Brahmaviharas. Let's see if that warms your heart. Letting go of any agenda for the future or any business left over from the past. Check into the mind. And reflect on your intention for offering metta. Try to let go of any attachments to the results of your wishes. Turn your attention to your physical heart center. Some people like to put their hand on their heart to remind them. May you hold with kindness whatever comes up in the mind and body during this meditation. We'll start by wishing metta for yourself. Get a sense of this being, this you sitting here. And take a moment to welcome and appreciate yourself. Now, listen to me say the phrases of metta. You may repeat after me silently, or you can just listen. I'll repeat the phrases 4 or 5 times. May I be safe and protected. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I be at ease. May I be safe and protected. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I be at ease. May I be safe and protected. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I be at ease. May I be safe and protected. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I be at ease. Now let those words fade and just feel the metta in whatever form it takes. You can let go of yourself as the object of your metta now and imagine yourself in a field of metta. We'll move on. We'll now offer metta to a benefactor. This is a person who has been especially kind and helpful to you, to whom you might feel gratitude. This person might be an elder, a teacher, a grandparent, a spiritual being. Get a sense of this person. Picture this person in front of you. Listen to me say the phrases. Repeat them to yourself after me if you'd like, or if you have your own phrases, you can let my phrases recede into the background and use your own phrases. To the benefactor, may you be free from inner and outer harm. May you have ease of well-being. May you be free from inner and outer harm. May you have ease of well-being. May you be free from inner and outer harm. May you have ease of well-being. May you be free from inner and outer harm. May you have ease of well-being. Let those words fade now and just feel the metta in whatever form it takes. Place your benefactor in the field of metta with yourself. You can let go of your benefactor as the object of your metta. We'll move now to another being that is easy for you to feel warmth and friendliness toward. A friend, a family member, or a pet. Take a moment to find this being. Imagine this being in front of you. Take a moment to connect with them. You might smile, welcome them. You might get in touch with a special memory you have of them. I'll offer some phrases. You can follow my lead, or you can get creative. You might choose to make a visual offering, add color, light, or movement. Your metta doesn't always have to be words. You may use fewer words, or even one word. To this being, wish, may you be happy just as you are. May you hold your body in kindness. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you be happy just as you are. May you hold your body in kindness. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you be happy just as you are. May you hold your body in kindness. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you be happy just as you are. May you hold your body in kindness. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. Let those words taper off into stillness. Feel the metta. And let this being join the others in the field of metta. Let go of this being as the object of your metta. It's time to move beyond your inner circle now to the neutral person. The neutral person you choose should feel safe. Someone you recognize but don't know much about. Bring this person up in your mind's eye. Thinking, just like me, you want to be happy. Just like me, you want to be free from suffering. This is an opportunity to connect with the common humanity that you share with another. Remember, it's the repetition of the words and images which help focus and incline your mind towards feelings of goodwill. That is important. You don't have to actually feel the feeling. Trust the long-term intention. To this neutral person, wish, may you be free from inner and outer harm. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be free from inner and outer harm. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be free from inner and outer harm. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be free from inner and outer harm. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. As before, let this person join the others in the field of metta and let go of this person as an object of your metta. We'll finish with a moment of silence. Notice the feeling in your body. Do you notice any changes? Whatever comes up, hold that in kindness. You'll have time to share your reflections about your metta practice this morning during the breakout groups and whole group discussion before lunch. And we're going to end our metta practice with the phrases at this point because of our limited time. The traditional sequence of practice with the phrases continues in a winding circle by offering metta to a difficult person and then finishes with offering metta to all beings everywhere. I hope you'll look over the phrases in the handouts and our resources on the SIMS website. Try out different phrases, mix and match and create your own. Read over the Buddha's words of loving kindness more than once and let its message sink in. Whether you use the phrases or not, remember the spirit and intention of metta in your life. The spirit in practice is pointing you to the unbinding of your heart, the cherishing of all living beings, and the radiating of kindness over the entire world.